Today's daf is Mem Dalet, and we're up to the two dots on Mem Gimel Amid Beit, V'chein Bebein O Bebat. So the closing piece of the Mishnah says that the din of the Chiyav of Ashor Aniskal is true not only if the victim was an adult, but also, since it says O Ben Yigach O Bat Yigach, also if the victim was a minor. Tanu Rabbanan, O Ben Yigach O Bat Yigach, Kamishpat hazeh ye'aseh lo. This teaches us v'chayev al haktanim kigdolim. So that we should know that there's no difference in the victim. Says the Gemara, why do we need a pasuk? Follow dinu. I mean, can we not learn this out from various modalities of limudim? I mean, first of all, just a simple mamatzino. Menho v'chayev adam ba'adam, v'chayev shor ba'adam. We have two sets of chiyuvim, one of which is the type of chiyuvim we're talking about now in capital cases. So just like you're mechayev and adam be'adam, so it says ish kiyake kol nefesh adam, from where we learn out, it doesn't matter what that nefesh is, whether it's katan or gadol. And nonetheless, it says ish kiyake, which tells us that the perpetrator has to be of age, it has to be an ish, and the victim can be of any age, kol nefesh adam. So look, so first let's take the non-Kal v'chomer, simple limud. In the set of Adam ba'Adam, the victim's age is irrelevant. Lo shna ben k'tanim l'gdolim. Then why not derive the same principle after shechiyev shor ba'Adam, lo tachalok bo ben k'tanim l'gdolim? I mean, there's no reason for us to say that the Torah was going to distinguish between the age of a victim when it comes to shor b'shor. We never found such an indication. If all we had been given was Adam b'Adam, where would we have made up such a thing? If you hadn't said the pasuk, we still would have known it. Not to mention that it's even a Kal v'chomer. Because, look, when you're talking about Adam ba'Adam, the perpetrator's age is very relevant. And nonetheless, despite the fact that the perpetrator has to be an ish, still, the victim could be a kol nefesh of any age whatsoever. So there it was lo asabo kitanim kigdolim as the perpetrator. Nonetheless, it was mechayev you al haktanim kigdolim. Kol shekein ashor ba'adam, where over there the age of the perpetrator is completely irrelevant. In other words, even if a one-day-old shor, because as I've been talking to Bobby, since it says shor, that proves to us that a shor is called a shor on the day that it's born, as opposed to a par. So this teaches us that a shor can do damage at any age, and it's still going to be chayev. We're not going to say that that's too unusual or anything like that. Certainly, where we didn't distinguish in the age of the perpetrator, we should not distinguish in the age of the victim. The Gemara, there's a reason for us to need the pasuk, which is this. I might have said that loim amarta adam ba'adam, the whole set of adam ba'adam is usually more chamur, and therefore the standards of chiyav, the Torah is more readily b'chayev because it's shekein chayev b'arba advarim. Just like when it comes to Adam ba'Adam, you're chayev not only on nezek, but on tsar sheves ripuy uboshes. So it makes sense to say that kol nefesh Adam, the age of the victim, would be irrelevant because we're machmer in this particular set. Masha'in kein, when it tomar b'shor, where a shor is not chayev on tsar sheves ripuy uboshes, it's only chayev on nezek. It makes sense to say that there perhaps you would think that we should be meiko, and we should say, look, the victim has to be an adult. Talmud lomar, and that's why, as we originally told you, we need the pasuk of O ben yigach, O bat yigach, lechayev al hakitanim, kigedolim. Now the problem is, of course, that this pasuk only appears when we're talking about a shor hamuad, that it's a Shor Nagachu Mitmo Shilshom. How do we know that the same din is true about a tam? That there's a din of Shor Haniskal with a tam as well. So, Bitam Minayin? Well, says the Gemara, I mean, tam is also Halo Dinu. I mean, we have the same comparison, right? I mean, Ho'il V'chiyev B'ish B'isha V'chiyev B'bein Ubat. We just saw that instead of taking the set of Shvarim that are verses Shar B'Shar, Shar, or Adam B'Adam, why not just take a look at the set of Nizkei Shar and separate that into the Mazikim and the Nizakim? So we have over here a Chiev when it comes to a Mu'ad. We have a Chiev Be'ish V'Isha, who are adults, and we have a Chiev of Ben Ubat, who are Ktanim. If we look at those as the two sets, the sets of the different types of victims, so just like when you were Mechayev V'Ish V'Isha, you made no distinction between a Tam and a Mu'ad, the halakha was that the shor shall be niskal under any and all circumstances. So too, in the other set of victims, so first of all, there's no reason, and there's no basis for us to say that there's ever going to be a difference in the age of the victim in terms of the chiyav of skila. Not to mention the fact that it's actually a kal v'chomer. I mean, if an ish v'isha were over there, when it comes to the chiyav of being perpetrators, the Torah puts them into a less advantageous position than it puts a minor, right? Because a minor is not chayav in nizikin. He only gets the advantage as the victim, like many people nowadays, without any responsibility. But when it comes to the adult, the adult may get full rights as a victim, but he's in a worse off position because he also has full responsibilities. So if an ish v'isha, shekin hurak o cham b'nizakim, and even there you said, well, it doesn't matter if it's a tam or if it's a muad, it's always going to be chayev skila. So veinu bat shi'ifek o cham b'nizakim, certainly where the victim is a ben and a bat, which we treat with kid gloves, because after all, we're not going to make them responsible for anything, and nonetheless, we're going to be b'chai of anybody who hurts them. So certainly, enodin, shalot tachalok bahin, bein tam lemuad. You cannot now turn and say that we're going to only be m'chayev in the case where we're treating them with kid's gloves, if it's a muad that killed them. And then the shor will be chayev skila. But if it's a tam, then it won't be chayev skila. Does that make sense to you? Makes sense to no, not to me. Says Gemara, now wait a minute. Now, let me talk about this mamatzino that you said. We're making a mamatzino to learn out the chidanim, the kal, from the chamur. I mean, you're making a mamatzino where, by definition, a mamatzino, the two cases have to be similar. That you're making a mamatzino from a case which is kal. You're learning from a muad, and you're going to give the din of a muad to the tam, and you say mamatzino. That is the weirdest thing I ever heard. The whole point of a tam is that the tam is not the same as muad. So you're saying, well, I mean, if by muad's this way, certainly by, I mean, then why not by tam this way? What kind of crazy argument is that? The point of a mamatzino is that it's never operative if it's a chomer mikal. You want to turn it into a kal v'chomer, fine. Turn it into a kal v'chomer and explain to me why it would be a kal v'chomer. But certainly don't dare talk to me about a simple mamatzino. That's outrageous. So I don't understand why you say it's a mamatzino. You can't learn out something that is kal from something that is chamur, lachmir, and that's exactly what you are trying to do. You are trying to learn out a kal, a tam, from a chamur, to be machmir on the kal, and say that the tam would also be chayef on ben ubabat. Ah, come on. As far as your kal v'chomer is concerned, what kind of kal v'chomer is it? I can make you an argument that it's the other way around. I could say, imamarta be'ish v'isha, maybe the reason that the Torah is machmir by an ish v'isha is because the ish v'isha is more chomer, not more kal, like you're claiming that we're always going to be handling with kid gloves. There's another reason why it's chomer. As a matter of fact, the other reason is innate in the reason that you claimed was kal. You're saying we're handling them with kid gloves. They have no responsibility. But think about why they have no responsibility. They have no responsibility because they're not chayiv in mitzvot. But that very chayiv in mitzvot of the adult makes the adult more valuable. So maybe, although we're willing to be mechayiv, it's only in the case of a mu'ad. But if a tam kills a less valuable individual who's not chayiv in mitzvot, it would be potter. So I could make an opposite argument. Therefore, the Kal Vachomer also doesn't make sense. And I can say, if you're willing to say that a tam is chayev skila beish veisha who are adults, that may be because shekein chayevim bemitzvot. Would you be willing to also say, Tomar, you'll make an argument that it's necessarily true that bebenu bebat, that it's also chayev shepturin min mitzvot? And therefore, we do not know, based on a mamitzino, and we do not know, based on a kal vachomer, that we ought to include a benu bat by the case of tam. Therefore, we need a double lashon of negicha, of ben yigach, or bat yigach, to tell us any type of negicha at all. Negicha betam, negicha b'muad, negicha lemita, whatever the case is, you certainly are going to be chayev, whether it's an adult or whether it's a child. I'm sure it's not too early in the hospital, but I don't think we can wait. Dear President. Shor shayam mitchachech bakota. Now here is a shor rubbing its back against a wall with a person on the other side of the wall who becomes the unfortunate victim of the collapse of the wall. Nafal ala adam. And now he's dead. Nitkaven la'arogat ha'beima. Or, in a case where there is an intent to kill an animal, and in the end, haragat ha'adam. Or the intent is to even kill an adam, but not to kill a Yisrael, but to kill someone who would be potteron, a Knani, Barak ben Yisrael. Or the intent was to kill Nephilim, Barak ben Kayama. We've seen other cases, such as Treifa. We had a case like that before also. Barak ben Kayama. In all of these cases, since there was no intent to murder in this way, so in all of these cases, you are patur. Now, it's not clear patur from what. Is patur from skila? Or does it mean even patur from kofer? So, Amar Shmuel says, well, we darshaned yesterday, really, like Rabbi Yochanan, im kofer yushatalav, to tell me that the chiev of kofer would be still in place, despite the fact that there would be no chiev mita. We should not darshan the relationship between Sako Yisakel Ashor Vegamba Alav Yumat Im Kofer Yushat Alav. No. Im Kofer is a new idea, and it comes to tell me that there's a Chiyav even without the Shor being Niskal. Therefore, although the Mishnah is telling me, Sashmuel, that you're Patur Mimita, nonetheless, you're Chayav Bekofer, as we said. Rav Amar, Batur mizeu mizeh. Now this is Rav Ashita earlier, that we darshan hashor yisakel, and then the im kofer yushat alav. When is kofer yushat alav? Only if hashor yisakel. In this case, since the shor is not niskal, there's also no chiyuv kofer. First of all, I understand what's going on. Even if you hold that im kofer, the way Shmuel is saying yushat alav, that you're chayev, despite the fact there was no kavanah, aren't we talking about a tam over here? I mean, the shor is rubbing against the wall, killed somebody. I mean, we're not even talking about a case of kofer. I mean, you're certainly not going to try to tell me that we're going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who's mechayev chatzi kofer, because the first part of the Mishnah said feirush batam patur. Right? So we saw clearly that it's going according to the Tana, as we pointed out in the opening of the Mishnah, the Tana who holds that there's no chiyuv of kofer at all when it comes to a tam. No chatzi kofer, nothing. So why in any of these cases would Shmuel say we're talking about a chiyev of kofer? I don't understand it. Well, no. It could be talking about a case where in fact he is a mu'ad. Case where he is a mu'ad, what does that mean? He's rubbing against the wall to, I mean, I assume he's rubbing his back. There's a person there, so it's not the kavana. So we had a similar case. Now this case, it was made up by a guy named Larson. He called it the far side. This was a shore who every time he walks along the street and he sees a boar with a man in it, he thinks it's one of those games where you go boom, you know, and then boom. So he always jumps into the shore. Yippee! Another one. Boom. And he ends up killing the guy in the shore, in the boar. So Rav explained over there that indeed it's possible to have a mu'ad who keeps falling on people in borot. So this guy is a mu'ad to rub against walls that happen to have people on the other side of them. I mean, it's no crazier than Rav's case, is it? So, says the Gemara, I don't get it. So then, so why is he potter? You said he's potter from Skila, so he's not potter from Skila. I mean, one way or the other, the case is going to be crazy. Either he's, you're telling me he's a weird shor who does this kind of thing, so then he is chayav b'skila. If you're telling me he's not a weird kind of shor, then he's a tam, and then he's potter from kofer. So why is Shmuel saying he's chayav the kofer? I mean, the case over there, we had the same problem, where we had to figure out, how did he have a chance to become a mu'ad if he was chayav skila? So over there we said that in the case of the boar, bishle mahatam, we said the chaza yeruka v'nofal alav. So by yeshur shenofal ala adam, we said over there the reason that the shor was not killed the first three times is because every time that he fell in there is he saw something edible right at the edge of the boar, came to eat it, and falls into the boar. But in this case, if he's a mu'at, rub against the wall only when there's people on the other side. So, ma'i kalameimar, how did he get away with it? Says the Gemara, by the way, this is an extremely difficult subject. It's not clear whether the question is, how did he ever become a mu'at? Why wasn't he killed the other times? Or how could he, in this case, be considered a mu'at if what appeared to happen before was not part of his ha'adah? And the terutzim are also a lot of different approaches in the sugya. We'll just sort of let it go by until we get, because you can't really analyze the sugya without the sugya of bar. So we'll sort of let it go by, and don't expect it to make too much sense. So hachanami b'mitchachech b'kotel lehana'atot. What it's talking about over here is that he's rubbing against this wall because he's got an itch in his back. That's the point. So over here, it's not called mitkaven, because even though this is the type of activity that he likes to do, yummy, a human on the other side of a wall, but today he's doing it because he's got a back itch. So it all sort of adds up in his mind. Person, itchy. Okay, so I'm going to scratch my back. Wait, I mean, did he tell you this exactly? I mean, you're telling me he's established a pattern of behavior. So now you've decided, yeah, but today he had an itch. I mean, we know he didn't. How do you know he had an itch? No, we know he had an itch because bat adenaf akam et chachek. So even after the wall falls, he's still at us, you know. He's still scratching. He got a really serious itch today. So he clearly has... I mean, if his goal was in killing the guy on the other side, the Larson goal, he's already achieved the Larson goal. So now what he's doing is he's scratching his back. So he's kamit chachech bei, and therefore we know that his kavana in this case was not directly for the human. And therefore, says Shmuel, the Mishnah is saying he's potter, but that's a potter of an enemis kaveh for skila. But nonetheless, he still owes the kofer. But wait a minute. He doesn't owe the kofer, because kofer was only said for negicha. Knocking a wall on somebody is tzrorot. Where did you ever see there's a chiv of kofer when it comes to tzrorot? Tzrorot, the second order koach. How do you know there's a chiv of kofer? Omer of Mori, Berater of Kana, you forgot. This guy is really itchy. So what he does is he keeps pushing up against the wall with the other guy groaning and moaning on the side, you know. But he's still pushing because his back is still itching, which means that at this point it's gufa and not tzoreis. Tanya kavasidishvul of a diyuvta derav. In fact, there's a brayta that says beferish that the p'tur over here is a p'tur on kofer, sorry, on skila, but not a p'tur on kofer. And this ends up being a tiyufta on rav. So in other words, we do not darshan that we should have necessarily a linkage between the chiyuv skila and the chiyuv of kofer. Take a look, beferish, at this brayta. Yesh chayav b'mita uba kofer, yesh chayav b'kofer upatur mimita, yesh chayav b'mita upatur mina kofer, v'yesh patur mizeh umizeh. So the brayta says you could have cases where the chiyuv of the shor would be across the board, skila and kofer. You would have cases where you're patur from everything. You'd have a case where you're chayav mizeh and patur from kofer, and cases where you're chayav on the kofer, but you're patur on the mita. Now, the brayta now explains itself. How do you have that? Okay, so let's say you're a muad bekavana. So, okay, then you're chayev skila, and you're also chayev kofer. So chayev mita ube kofer. Let's say you're a muad for an activity, but it's shalom bekavana, like our case. Chayev bekofer, whoopsie, whoopsie, whoopsie. That's exactly what Shmuel said, chayev bekofer. Upatur mimita, that's how Shmuel learned the Mishnah. Rav says there's no such case. You could also have a case of a tam with kavana, where you're chayev bimita, but you're potur mikofer, like the earlier cases in the Mishnah. You could have a tam shaloba kavana, where you'd be potur both from kofer and from mita. Now that clearly is saying that when it comes to the linkage, there's no such animal. There could be a skila without a kofer and a kofer without a skila. So that means that Shmuel has the correct approach here, not Rav. Now continues the Brisa. When it comes to Nizakim, we've been talking about murder, shalom b'kavana. But how about Nizakim, shalom b'kavana? Here the shor does not kill, the shor causes damages. Interestingly enough, this is an extension of the overall machloket that we have between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in the Davar She'eino Mitkaven. What is the relationship of the perpetrator to the results where there is no kavana?
Okay.
He should have a red telephone, don't you think? And is a king shalobi kavana. So Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev, and Rabbi Shimon is Potter. My time with the Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you're Chayev even without Kavanah? He says, look, it's no different than Kofer. I mean, Kofer, basically, we just got finished saying, you'd be Chayev even though you're Potter on the Skila. Why are you Potter on the Skila? Because you didn't have Kavanah. Nonetheless, you're Chayev on the Kofer, right? So Ma Kofer, Shalom B'Kavanah Chayev, Afan Ezekinami Shalom B'Kavanah Chayev. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, the place to look is to look at the chiyuv of the shor for what it did. The chiyuv of the shor for what it did is the skila. So yolech miktole the shor, because remember that the damages are something that are similar to the chiyuv of the skila. The kofer is a brand new idea, which is a kapora for the owner. Whole different issue. So let's take a look at the ktale de shor. Maktale shelo bekavana patur, just like if he murders and it's without kavana, he would be potter. Nezikin is exactly the same as murder. So after zakin shelo bekavana is potter. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn it from the chiyuv mita? He says, well, I mean, obviously the way to split the sets here is not between the owner and the shor. It's between punitive, which is ktala, which is chayev misa, which has nothing to do with compensation, and payment, which is a completely different idea. Right. Okay, so there'd be different ways of looking at it. So I say, what we ought to do is we should look at the tashlumin from tashlumin. Why are we going to learn out? And that's kofer. So let's learn the tashlumin from the tashlumin, and not dan tashlumin from chiyuv mita. Is that not a good point, Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon nami neilef mikofro. No. We want to learn a chiyuv on the shore, from a chiyuv on the shore, not to be confused with kofer. Lafuke kofer de chiyuv de balimu. Since the kofer is coming as a kapor on the balim and not as a chiyuv on the shore, it does not figure here in the dinim of nizikin. Continue the Mishnah. Nitkaven laharogeta beima. The aragata adam patur. Now this is a very dramatic statement, because it seems to be saying very clearly that if you had in Kavana to kill Mr. A, and you end up killing Mr. B, you would be chayav. The only reason you're potter is because you were mitkaven for a behema, which would have been potter. But if you'd been mitkaven for an adam, despite the fact that what happened was not what you intended, so somebody else got in the way, or was misidentification, nonetheless you'd be chayav. But that is not necessarily everyone's opinion when it comes to the dinim of Misa by an Adam. So the Mishnah is saying, Anit kavin laharoget zeh, veharaget zeh, chayav, which would mean that the Mishnah is not following the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Tatanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu nit kavin laharoget zeh, veharaget zeh, patur. Rabbi Shimon says, when it comes to murder, that if somebody intends to kill Mr. A and ends up killing Mr. B, the halacha is that you're potter. My time with Rabbi Shimon, to Yomar Kro, Ha'ashor Yisakel, the Gamba Lav Yumat. Rabbi Shimon says, clearly by Ashor, we would not distinguish from the Baalim, because the Torah puts two together. Wherever, if the Shor were the owner would be killed, the shor is killed. So that tells me, kimitata balim, kach mitata shor. Just like the balim would only be chayev if he has in kavana, but this, of course, is Rabbi Shimon's own shita, when it comes to the din of the rotzeach, that you have to have kavana to kill the person that you want to kill. Now, again, he's comparing the shor to the balim, but even those who argue on him may also compare the shor to the balim. It's just that they hold that's true about the balim also. That nitkaven laharogetze, vaharogetze would be chayev. So there is a machlokus about that. Rabbi Shimon now is following his own shita. He's saying, in the same way that I say by an odam, shahar mitkaven laze, vaharogetze is pater, by a shor also, nitkaven laharogetze, vaharogetze is pater. Therefore, the Mishnah, which is clearly saying that if you're mitkaven to kill a behema, and you kill an adam, you're potter, which is much, if you kill the wrong adam, you're chayev, it's not going to leave it to Rabbi Shimon. That's our raya. So Rabbi Shimon says, afilu mitkaven laharogetze, vaharogetze patur. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Diyomar kra shor yisakel v'gam v'alav yumat, kimitat ba'alim kach mitat ashor, ma ba'alim ad mechaven lei, specifically, afshor nami ad mechaven lei. How do we know that that's true by a human? Ubalim gufe minalan. Why does Rabbi Shimon take for granted that if a human being kills the wrong victim, that he's potter? Diyomar kra, look how the Torah talks about murder. The aravlo, he lay in wait for him, an ambush for him. The kamalav, and then jumps up against him to kill him. That makes it pretty clear that he's been waiting for this moment.
Premeditated.
Completely premeditated. So achidit kavin lo, premeditated even in the sense, not only that the act is premeditated, the victim is premeditated. Right, that's the point here. I need to know who I am going to kill. So I'm waiting for this guy to walk by. I'm like a spider, right? Varavlo v'kamalav. So it's to him that I wait. So achidit kavin lo. You know something? That's a very powerful pasuk. So the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Shimon, how do they understand the Aravlo? V'Rabbanan, hai v'Aravlo, my Avdile. Amri devei Rabbi Yanai, what they say is that the Aravlo comes to tell me that you have to have in mind to kill someone that you'd be chayev on. So let's say you see a group of people, and you throw a boulder down on top of it. Now, That is not chayev. Prat mazorek evan legom. What do you mean that's not chayev? How could that not be chayev? If everybody, if any of the victims, you'd be chayev on. So what's a nafkamina? If you're a mass murderer, you choose you're the joker, and you choose your victim at random. Heads, tails. I mean, it's the same thing, right? So how could it be saying then that you would be putter? So hechid, I mean, what's the case? I mean, if the case is that rove chances are that you're putter. So let's say ikatisha knani v'yachad Yisrael b'neihem. So let's say you've got over there 9 knani, 1 Yisrael. So then you don't need a pasuk of aravla. You would be putter because you go according to the rove. So that's ruba. And you know what? For that matter, even if it would be mechza mechza. Let's say you've got 5 knani, 5 Yisrael. What's the din? Safek nefashot la'kel. If we have to save your life in Beit Din, so we're saying, yes, but we don't have a rov that he would be potter. Okay, but the Torah says, v'hitzilu ha'idah. So we are supposed to go out of our way to look at it in a fashion that would make you potter. That's what we should be doing here. So we'll make you potter. I don't need the aravlo to tell me that. Lo tzricha, the chiddush of aravlo, is actually to tell me that you have tish'a Yisraelim ve'achat kenani. You even have 9 potential chiyuvim and 1 p'tur. And the chiddush of aravlo is the afal gav, the ruba Yisraelim, you know, kiven dike chodeh kenani benayu. Now the chiddush ends up being a chiddush across the board in the dinim of rov, not a chiddush in the p'tur of mita. Because what we have to understand is how does this halacha fit into the dinim of rov? So you will recall having heard many times that the dinim of rov applied to kol deporish miruba kaporish, that where something is now a random parisha, meaning it came from a group. One comes out of a group. Which one came out of the group? The one that came out of the group, we use statistics to say what must have come out of the group. But where nothing moves out of the group is where it is. Now one of the group is hit. The pella of the chiddush in the Torah is that we are not dealing with the group anymore. We're dealing with the victim. So in other words, at that point, we have to say that it's not a matter of what your chances are at hitting a random distribution. What we say is, each time we look at each case that you fall on, you have a chance of hitting A or a chance of hitting B. That's called kavua, and we don't consider the statistics. We only consider statistics by prisha. But if it's kavua, kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. And this is a tremendous chiddush in rov, which makes no sense, but it's applied across the board in rov, that the Torah only allows reliance on rov, where it's called a porish. But if you have kavua, kol kavua is defined as mechza mechza. Now we go back into the normal dinim of ritzicha, which is vitzilayda mechza mechza saving the fashat ba'akel, and therefore this is a din in how to look at the rov, not how to look at the ritzicha.
How far does kavua go? I mean,
that's already been very, very complex. Sugi, we've had many, many examples. I mean, one of these years, you'll put it all together. Sure. Shor ha'isha, shor ha'yitomim, shor ha'apotropos, shor ha'midbar, shor ha'hegdesh, shor ha'ger shemet ve'in lo yorshim, are'elu chayavim mita. No matter who the owner, or non-owner for that matter, of the shor is. And remember, we had a whole question about in the event that a tam causes damages as a shor hefker, whether I, Alibet Rabbi Akiva, have a right to take that shor as my own, even though somebody else got there first. Because I can claim, well, the shor owes me money, so to speak, because it's a shor tam. I cannot. Now, you might have thought that when it comes to the chiyuvim on the chiyuvim of the shor also requires a ba'alut. If a shor is hefker, then I cannot bring it to court to be niskal. Where's the ba'alim? If that's the case, I may think that the ownership of the shor is central to the chiyuv. Let's say the owner is a katan. Maybe he's patur. Just ki yigach shor ish. Maybe it can't be a woman shor. I mean, a ba'alav yumat is lashon zachar. How about an apotropos? Maybe he's only responsible in terms of being able to be the object of the ha'adah, or even to collect from a mu'ed, or a town, perhaps, according to one man d'yomar. Maybe not for skila. Therefore comes the Mishnah to say it doesn't matter who the owner is, or for that matter, maybe there isn't even an owner. Maybe it's a shor hamidbar that's wandering around loose. Maybe there was an owner, but he was a ger, and then he died, leaving no heirs, which is only possible on a ger. So now there's no owner. Nonetheless, in all of these cases, chayav mita. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not exactly all of these cases. Actually, a shor hamidbar, or for that matter, a shor of hegdash, because remember, hegdash is not considered to be a balim in the context of nezikin, or a shor ager shemet ve'en lo yorshim, all of those cases are pturin min hamita, lefi she'en lehem ba'alim. You need to have an owner in order to be able to be chayev skila. Says the Gemara, let's look at a braita. Tana Rabbanan. Shor, if you go through the parsha of shor that's nogeach adam and kills him, you will find that the word shor is repeated 7 times. This comes to tell me, 1 for the etzem din, 6 ribuyim. The 6 ribuyim are the 6 cases in the Mishnah, starting with the shor ha'isha, all the way through a ger that owned a shor and died. There are 6 cases over here. Lavi, shor ha'isha, shor ha'yetomim, shor ha'apotropos, shor ha'midbar, shor ha'egdesh, shor ha'ger shemet ve'en lo yorshim. And obviously, if we have 6 additional ribuyim, you're going to have to explain to me why each one of these cases requires a ribuy, as not learn one from the other. So this is a challenge. Yud Omer. Shor Amidbar, Shor Egdesh, Shor Ager Shemet Vin Lohirshim, Turim and Amita Lafi She'en Lehem Ba'alim. Says Rav Huna, I want to clarify something. When Rav Yehuda says that you're potter without an owner, he doesn't mean you're potter without an owner at the time of the Negicha. He means you're potter without an owner at any time. So what Rav Yehuda would have said is, Potter Haya Rav Yehuda, even if at the time of the Negicha, there was an owner who doesn't want the hassle. And he says, oh my God, my shor killed somebody. This is all I need to be sitting in court for the next 5 years. I'm mafkir the shor. Now, obviously, if you do that to your automobile after an accident, it's not going to help you too much. Never mind, it's hefker. You can take my car. That's going to be a lot of help. But Rabbi Yehuda says that afilu nagach, even if at the time of the negicha you owned it, and then you figure, okay, give it to charity. So you give it to Agdash, or it's Nagach, and in the end you're mafkir it. Obviously, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would still be Pater, Mimai. Midiktani Tarte. Note that there are 2 cases in the Mishnah. One is a Shor HaMidbar, and one is a Shor HaGer Shemet Ve'en Lo Yorshin. Now, what does that mean? A Shor of a Ger who died and has no Yorshin. I mean, what's that case? Because it's Hefker, right? Since he has no Yorshim, so mind you, to give him the in lo Yorshim, it ends up being Hefker. But you have a case of Hefker. Hainu Shor HaMidbar. A Shor that's wandering around on its own in the Midbar is Hefker. So it turns out that Hainu Shor HaMidbar, Hainu Shor HaGer Shemet Ve'en lo Yorshim. You're claiming we have 6 different cases, unique cases. I don't see 6 unique cases. I see 5 unique cases. So you just repeated 1 case in 2 different ways. The shor is in the midbar, or the shor belongs to a ger who died. Elalav, the only way that you've got 6 cases, is that a kamashman afilu nagachlo besofi gdish, nagachlo besofi fkir, shema amina. The finish in this case is, the ger was alive at the time of the negiva. Then he ups and dies. So you'll say, okay, that's the equivalent of being mafkir. Says Rabbi Yehuda, so even if you're mafkir after the negicha, you're potter, which is remarkable. And why would that be true? Shema mina, tanin amiyachi, and indeed the Braita explains this. Yetra, okay. beyond the question of whether we require ownership at the time of the Gicha. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, afilu nagachol besof higdish, nagachol besof ifkir, you're also potter. Now, where do we get that from? Take a look at how the Torah puts it. Fuhu ad beba'alav. So this is im shar nagachu mitmo shosham. Vuhu ad beba'alav, A. V'lo yishmerenu. Now this is B. V'emita ish o isha. This is C. Ashor yisakel is D. V'gam ba'alav yumat. Now what does that tell me? That tells me that ad shetehe mita v'hamad abedin, it's all the same guy. Vuad ba'alav, and then with that ba'alim, v'gam ba'alav yumat. Okay? So that means the ba'alim is still there. From beginning to end. At the time that you brought him to court. Wait, excuse me. Hamad abedin. But hamad abedin. V'gamar din lo b'ina. Wait a minute, it says in this pasuk, Ashor Yisakel, V'gamba ba'alav yumad, and you're saying only taking him to court. Not taking him to court. Suppose we've been dealing with this case for a week, and the guy dies in the middle of the court case. So according to the way you just said it, we'd be Mechayev Deshor. But the pasuk says, Ashor Yisakel, V'gamba ba'alav yumad, which means that there's got to be an owner at the time of the court's psak din, which is Ashor Yisakel. So something's wrong. Sorry, you're right. I changed my mind. The correct way of phrasing this is Ela Ema Achete Mita Vihamadabadin Ugumardin Shavim Kechad. The whole thing has to have that Baalim present from beginning to end, and if not, forget about it. So that means the same Baalim that Vuhuad is the Baalim that was there. Velo Yishmerenu, the Baalim that was there at the time of the Pesach Beit Din of Ashor Yisakel, to be able to be the Chayev in Gam Ba'alav Yumat. So if he was mafkered in between, it doesn't count, says Rabbi Yehuda. Tan Rabbanan, O ben yigach o bat yigach l'chayev al haktanim k'gedolim v'lo dinu. הואיל וחייב באדם באדם, וחייב שור באדם, מה כשחייב אדם באדם לא שנה בין קטנים לגדולים? אף כשחייב שור באדם לא תחלוק בו בין קטנים לגדולים. ועוד קו החומר הוא. ומה אדם באדם שלא עשה בו קטנים גדולים, חייב בו על הקטנים גדולים, שור בא. אדם שעשה בו קטנים גדולים, אלו דין שחייב על הקטנים גדולים? Absolutely not. Lo imam et adam v'adam shekin chayev b'arba dvarim. Tomar b'shor she'eno chayev b'arba dvarim. Therefore we need a pasuk. Like I said, you should listen to me in the first place. Talmud lomar o ben yigach o bat yigach l'chayev al haktanim gdolim. Ah, b'nei l'hela b'muad b'tam inayin b'dinu. Or v'chayev b'ish v'isha. V'chayev b'benu b'bat. So mat k'shechayev b'ish v'isha lo chalakta bo b'in tam l'muad. Not to mention, it's even a kavachomer. If an ish vishashi can horak ocham benizakim, and still lo chalakta bo bintam lemuad, certainly a benu bat that you handle with kids' gloves, she afak ocham benizakim, ain't a din shelo tachalok behem bintam lemuad. What in the world are you talking about? Amet vechidanim kal mi chamur lach mir alav. And that's this you call this a kavachomer. Imamarta beishvi shashikin chayavim be mitzvot. That's the whole point. Tomar be benu bat sheptorim in hamitzvot. So like I said, we need a pasuk. Should have listened to me in the first place. Talmud lomar of ben yigach of bat yigach negicha betam negicha b'muad negicha lamita negicha lenezakin shor shaya mitkachich bakotel v'nafal al adam nitkavin laharog et habeima v'harag et adam. Nitkavin laharog et haknani v'harag ben Yisrael, or l'nefelim v'harag ben kayama. Patur. Amar Shmuel, patur only means from skila, mimita, but chayav bekofer. Rav amar, wherever you're patur, one you're patur on the other. So patur mizeh, mizeh, v'amai. Atamu, even according to Shmuel. No. Kiddi amar Rav, b'muad lipol b'nei adam b'borot, ochinami b'muad l'yitchachich al b'nei adam b'ktalim. Hiyachi, b'ktalahu. Why is he potter from skila? So bishle mahatam, you could say the chazi yiruka v'nafa. Elohacha, my ikalamim. No, it's talking about over here. I suppose he's committing himself to this. Because since when is Tzorot Chayev in Kofar? והנזקין שלו בכוונה זה מחלוקס רבי יהודה רבי שמעון, רבי יהודה מחייב רבי שמעון פטור. My time of the רבי יהודה יולס מכופר, just like כופר שלו בכוונה חייב, so to the נזקין שלו בכוונה חייב. רבי שמעון יולס מכתולי דשור, מה כתולי שלו בכוונה פטור, אף נזקין שלו בכוונה פטור. רבי יהודה נמי נלף מכתולי, because דנים תשלומים מתשלומים, ואין דנים תשלומים ממיתה. When Rabbi Shimon Nami Nelef Mikofro, Dani Chiyuv Deshor, Chiyuv Deshor, La Fuke, Kofre De Chiyuv De Bailimu, Nitkavin La Rog Et Adam, Et Abeima Varag Et Adam Patur. In other words, you're saying, then Nitkavin La Rog Et Zevarag Et Zechayav, which would mean that Nitin De Lok Rabbi Shimon, the tiny Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afil Nitkavin La Rog Et Zevarag Et Zepatur by Abeima because of an Adam. My time Rabbi Shimon Yomar Kro, Hashor Yisakel The Gamba Lav Yumat, just like a Baalim, we need Adam Mechavinle, Avshanami Adam Mechavinle. And how does Rabbi Shimon know by Baalim Gufa? Minolan, the Amakro, the Arav lo v'kama lav. Obviously, Adshid Kavin lo. V'rabon and I have Arav lo my Avdele, Amidevei Rabbi Yanai, Prat Lezorek Evan Lago. Hechidami. And even if it's palka to palka, it's still the suffering of farshas. And Itzilo Eida teaches us that that's lahakel. Latzricha dikatisha Yisraelim vechad knani. The chiddush being the afagav the ruby Yisraelim nino. Kiva dikachod a knani vinayu havele kavua vechol kavua kemechza mechza dami. The suffering of farshot lahakel. Shor Aisha, Vishor Yetomim, Shor Apotropos, Shor Midbar, Shor Hevdesh, Shor Ager Shemet Ve'inlo Yorshim, Harelu Chayavim Mita. Rabbi Yehuda says, not all of them. The Shor Midbar, the Shor Hevdesh, the Shor Ager Shemet are Pturim and Amita, Lefisha in the Valley. Tana Rabbana. Shor, 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 Shiva Pamim, Neslavi, Shor Isha, Shor Yetomim, Shor Apotropos, Shor Midbar, Shor Hevdesh, and Shor Ager Shemet Ve'inlo Yorshim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shor Midbar v'Shor Hekdesh Shor Shekdesh Shor Mitrein Lo Yorshim are all Pturim in Hamita l'fi she'en l'Baalim. Om Rav Huna, you should know that Poter Haya Rabbi Yehuda Afilu Nagach L'Basaf Hekdesh Nagach L'Basaf Hefkir, and it's obvious that that's the case. Bimai Midiktani, two out of the cases is Shor Midbar v'Shor Hekdesh Shor Mitrein Lo Yorshim. Now I ask you, Shor Hekdesh Shor Mitrein Mind you the Kivan the En Lo Yorshim Zavio Shor Hefkir. But that means Hainu Shor Midbar, Hainu Shor Ger Shemet Lo Yorshim. Clearly, Ela Lava Kamashman. Afilu Nagach Lo Besof Hekdesh, Nagach Lo Besof Hefkir. Shema Amina. Tanya Amiachi. Yetra Akeinu Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu Nagach Lo Besof Hekdesh, Nagach Lo Besof Hefkir. Patur. Shneimar V'Umad V'Uad V'Ba'alav V'Himit Ad Shtei Mita. Amad Abedin Shavim Kechad. What? Only Amad Abedin. Ugmardin lo beina. Ba'ashor yisaker is the gmar gmardinu. Elohim ad shtei mita v'amad abedin ugmardin. Shavim Kechad.